Hello, this is the shaman back in the studio, starting the second segment of this podcast. I wanted to let you know what you're going to hear is, first we had some hens sounding off, then a bunch of barred owls and crows and natural locator calls, and then a little bit of rain, and it was a thunderstorm that came through. So just sit back and listen. That's what I like, a good natural locator call. He's doing all the work for me. There was a gobbler way, way off. Hens. Got all kinds of calls here. That was a barred owl. And that was a hawk. Notice I don't have to do a thing except show up. Now, just to set this up for you, I'm up on top of Gobbler's Knob. It isn't much of a hill, but it has been a magnet for hens and gobs. I'm up on the western edge of it, and I'm looking out east, and it falls away gently for about 150 yards, and then there's a steep hillside that goes down to Pity Creek to the east, and then 100 Acre Wood Hollow to my left in the north, and Hoot and Holler to my right on the south. There's a gobbler on the other side of Pity Creek, 150 yards out, and between me and him, so far we've had several crows, several barred owls, and more than one hen joining in. And that old gob, he's got lockjaw. He gobbled a couple times when I first sat down, but he's out there. He just ain't warmed up. Oh, no. I got rain coming in. That's going to muck things up. Noise here when I get buttoned up. Better. Well, officially, the sun has risen. I haven't seen it yet. There's a ridge on the other side of Pity Creek that's blocking my view. Did you hear that? I got some hens out there in front of me.